Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for inviting me. I would like to start by remembering the martyrs of the multipolar world, those who have fought against the military and ideological terrorism of the West and globalist groups. And in particular, I would like to remember Martyr General Soleimani and Daria Dugina. The first thing I would like to point out is that the new multipolar order is already here. We are not longer in transition. And I think there are some important events which made this transition more tangible. In fact, in summer 2015, General Soleimani went to Moscow, and a few months later, Russia intervened in the fight against the terrorism in Syria alongside the legitimate government of Bashar Assad and resistance forces, including Iran and Hezbollah. So I believe that 2014, with the coup d'etat in Ukraine, and 2015, with the intervention of Russia in Syria, were the years in which the transition from the unipolar order to the multipolar order became more tangible, with Russia and other countries becoming fully aware of the West being unreliable and its policies dangerous. In particular, the 12 and more years of the fight against terrorism, which is, as we know, supported by Western countries, and on the other side, countries like Syria, Iran, Iraq, Russia, Lebanon, and other countries fighting against terrorism, have marked a division in the world. On one side, the globalist and warmongering countries, and on the other side, states that want to safeguard their interests and their identity and culture. So there is an opportunity now to strengthen the multipolar order, in which collaboration and dialogue coexist, and there is no need to destroy cultural, religious, and national identities as it happened in the unipolar order. If we manage to achieve this real collaboration, not the globalist collaboration, it will precisely this type of collaboration that will allow us to rediscover our identity, our culture, our religion, as well as to preserve and strengthen them, without feeling the need to destroy the identity of others. And we saw this kind of collaboration. It was mentioned before in the Middle East with the resistance forces fighting against terrorism. The globalist and warmongering groups wanted a perpetual state of instability to allow them to exploit and steal the rich resources of the free peoples of the Middle East. However, they have failed in their plan of the conquest of this strategic region and in the total imposition of their interests on the rest of the world. But to complete the realization of the multipolar world, it is necessary to unite forces. And to do this, we can follow the model of the fight against terrorism, which happened in the Middle East. In fact, by creating unity and collaboration among the different resistance forces, General Soleimani had managed to change what was the plan for a new Middle East. We remember former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice defining the bombing of Lebanon by Israel in 2006, the birth pangs of the new Middle East, a Middle East that would have been at the service of the globalist and warmongering groups. But as I said, they have failed in this project. And General Soleimani, with the resistance forces in Syria, Iraq, Yemen, and other countries, managed to stop this this plan. And not only that, he also encouraged Russia to get involved. And the role of Russia was decisive in the defeat of ISIS in Syria. And the school and example of General Soleimani can be a model for all peoples. The ideological school of Soleimani has managed to unite individuals from different religious traditions and nationalities to fight against terrorism and oppose the hegemony of globalists and warmongering groups. We are no longer in a transition phase. The time has come to completely replace the false Pax Americana with the real Pax Multipolaris. However, let us remember that to do this, it is necessary not only to join force, but to rediscover and consolidate our identity tradition, just like in the Middle East, where Muslims, Christians, and other groups have united in the fight against terrorism, which is not only military terrorism, but also ideological terrorism. Thank you.